Yo, what's up, people? It's your boy Amante with a surprise episode. I thought it would be such a great idea to do it today. It's showtime, baby. Let's go. Yeah, showtime. It's one of those things where you just got to be grateful for everything that's happened this year. I thought to myself, why not? Why not drop a cool episode today? A surprise episode. You didn't know was coming, but it's here. It's here. And the reason why is because the 50th episode drops Monday. And then after that, I'm going to take a two-week hiatus, come back January 8th, and we'll start the next season of the True Tone Show. So I was like, why not? Why not do it today? It's showtime, baby. It feels like I'm breaking through. It feels like this is a momentous moment. Why not? I feel that. I feel a little inspired, too. Like, I'm not sure if it's because I watched a documentary last night and it got me pretty pumped. But first off, thank you for listening to the True Tone Show this year. I want to thank all the guests, Sydney Rossin, Brett Bones, Michael, every single guest, AJ the Menace, Zul Manzi, Blake Showers, Victoria Scott Miller, Simon Sanders, Travis Chappell, Quincy Carrier, G. Bush, Alana Izola, Age of My Queen, Rafa Wright, Darnell Robinson, Austin Reed. I mean, like, this was a big season for me. This was a big step. Richie Kamchoon. Dylan Reese. I mean, it's been a really fun season. And I'm very thankful for everyone who has been listening, tuning in. There's more coming. You know, this is just the beginning. This is the True Tone Show. I'm your host, Amante Hall. And I just want to let y'all know that next Monday, I'm dropping the 50th episode. I interview someone that I wanted to have on for a long time. One of the people that I originally wanted to interview when I was thinking about crafting the show. And it happened. And I'll be dropping it. It's a big deal for me. So I like that. I'm excited. And I think the show's headed in a great direction. And I wanted to come on and wish you a happy holidays. I thought it would be cool to just let that be the last thing you hear from the True Tone Show in 2023 is on that Monday, the 18th at 5 a.m. And I'm going to be dropping some teasers as well as this will be dropped hopefully today. That's the first time I've ever done that, dropping an episode day of, same day I recorded the baby. But I just want to wish y'all a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever you celebrate. I just hope you and your family or whoever you're celebrating with, that it's a special one this season. And then you guys have a good new year. You pop you pop some pop fireworks, whatever y'all do, watch the ball drop. Is that like a thing? I don't know if people still do that. It looks stupid, but maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm being negative. I want to wish you a happy holidays. And what's a tradition that you probably do? What's a tradition you do with your family? Maybe you go serve the community, or you go give back to people who are unfortunate and don't have anything for the holidays. I remember, like, when I was a kid, my mom used to have me and my siblings write what we were thankful for under the tree before we could even touch a gift. And that was pretty impactful. Way to go for you, Mom. High five. High five. High five. High five. High five for you. I think dinners are pretty cool. Like, you know, the conversations that come up. I enjoy watching my family smile and laugh, because, you know, giving someone a gift of laughter is like the easiest, most fulfilling gift. Yeah, it's right there in your face. You can't escape it. Like, you know, you get that immediate attention high. I was thinking about this like yesterday, and I was like, what is that one gift that I'm like, I just remember? And it's not even that it was really significant. It's just that I remember getting it. And I don't know why, for whatever reason, I thought of this gift today. I mean, not today, yesterday. It was this, I was a huge fan of the Mighty Duck show. It was like an animated series. It came out in like 1996. And I loved it. Oh, they would kick butt and then go play hockey. You know, it's weird because chocolate people don't like hockey that much, but that's not true. Hockey's dope. I don't know nothing about it. I just like doing it. It's fun. I like watching. But anyway, back to the story. There was this show called The Mighty Ducks. I loved it. And I remember my mom bought it for Christmas. I opened it, and man, I carried them toys everywhere. I was a Mighty Duck. You couldn't tell me nothing. Nothing you say would have stopped me from celebrating the duck. Putt putt. No, not putt putt. That's something else stupid. All right. But yeah, so I remember that gift. I remember a lot of gifts. Like, I remember one year, my uncle, he lived in New York. And whenever he would come back, he would have like the dopest gifts. And they had like this huge like comic book store and toy store. And He bought like a Blade one year, like from the Spider-Man series. That was dope. And then he bought me this like Superman. And I remember the action figure. I remember getting it, open it, and I just stared at it. And everyone was like looking at me thinking that I didn't like it, but I was just like, this is like the greatest thing ever. You know what I mean? So which is kind of weird, because I don't like getting gifts for people now. And the reason is because, you know, I just don't like letting people down. Like, what if they don't like it and then I feel some type of way? Like, give it back. Like, they open it and they don't like it. I just fake it. Like, just pretend. But people, like, even when they don't like it, they're pretending is whack. Like, it's not good. Oh yeah, socks. Oh, I needed some socks. But low-key, getting socks for Christmas is fire, by the way. It's very fire. And I'm very thankful for that as an adult. I don't know why. When I was a kid, socks sucked. But clothes sucked. But now, I mean, depending on who you are. But it's the thing now. Having nice clothes is a thing. But now I'll take some socks and some soap. Won't get offended. Don't think you think I'm smelly. But yeah, I'm the type of person who really enjoys family time. So, you know, movies, laughter, creating memories, going out. So I hope you guys have a great holiday as we ring out the juices. We're ringing out the final curtain call of 2023. And I just want to shoot vision for 2024. I hope 2024 is not only good for you, but good for your circle and the people you care about. And, you know, I'll tell you this, True Tone is 100% coming back in 2024. We're going to be doing big things. And we're going to continue. We're going to continue and see where this thing ends up. We're going to see where the ship sails and how big or how small or whatever. We're going to keep it going. I feel good about it. I feel like this is the moment. Like, I feel like I'm walking out on stage and I'm just now beginning to get into my set. Like, I'm getting ready to sing the song. I'm getting ready to do the thing. And I just feel it. Like, this is the moment. Like, this whole year, no matter what has happened, I have been able to drop an episode from scratch, meaning no help, meaning cold turkey since January, nonstop. There's been a lot. It's been some ups. It's been some downs. It's been some uncertainty. There's things you guys don't know. Like, one of the hardest things is prepping for a show and having a guest, and particularly a guest that you might be excited to have on, and then they cancel. I've taken off work to do interviews with people, and they've canceled. And it was a complete L. Like, names you guys would want to hear from, and it was like, you know, I had to learn for that. And it's not even me coming from an angry place. I just dusted my shoulders off and kept it pushing. And why do I say that? It's because anytime you are pursuing something worth it, something you want for longevity purposes, you have to have a certain mindset about it. And you have to have this open hand, you know, not like a loose grip, but you have to have this open handedness with it. And so that's where I'm at this season. But it's been a great opportunity. It's been something I've get to do. And I'm very thankful for it. I'm thankful for the people who have supported the show. And, Quincy, I'm sorry I said your name wrong. Don't be mad at me, bro. But I think this is a product that I'm comfortable with and I'm satisfied with for the first year. And I want to continue. I want to keep this going. So the 50th episode. That's it. I keep saying that in my head. I'm like, whoa, it's 50 already, baby. It's 50 already. 50 already. It's 50 already. Like, that's how I feel, man. I'm just like, I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of y'all. Like, where's the... It's showtime. Oh, let's go. Yeah. Aren't you, like... I don't want to be the only one excited. Like... It feels good. It's a beautiful Wednesday. Sun's out, guns out. Hello. Pow. Oh, I need help. You know, sometimes about enjoying the journey is just sitting in the goodies of the moment. And I feel good. It's been a hard working year. A lot's happened. It's been stressful. We got a lot going on. Next year's going to be crazy too. It's going to be a political campaign war. Who knows what we're going to face in 2024. But I am an optimistic. I am hopeful. I am believing that next year will be a good one. Okay, for Americans, for the world. There we go. And I'm claiming massive, massive doors opening for your boy and for you. Okay. So I don't want to make this too long, but thank you. This is the True Tone Show. We coming back for 2024 and some for everything. We coming for everything. And as always, was the truth to this show or this episode or this conversation or this season, or was it just noise? I'll let you decide. We out of here, baby. I'll see you guys in 2024.